Good evening, everyone, in the land of Audio Boo. It's a while since you've heard from me, and as you may be able to see, I'm not in Manchester anymore. I'm in Hereford, and I'm starting my course in holistic therapies and some IT as well. I'm here till April, and this is my room. I'm in Armitage Hall. I actually, you know what? I better not say what room in case I get loads of random visitors. But the room is bigger than I expected. So here we are at my door, and I've got my fleece and my harness and lead hung up on the door. And moving to the right, we've just got some expanse of wall and quite a comfy chair that you can sit on. We've got a light switch here. I've got four light switches that I found in this room, and I don't know whether they all control the same light or whether they're for different ones. So I must ask the warden. So this is my bathroom, and there's a cord switch, which is a fan. I assume it will turn off. So on the right I have a shower. I've not tried it yet. It just pulls open and works like showers do. I've got towels on a rack here, which is quite good. And I've got a toilet. Nothing on top of the toilet as yet. And there's a little sort of shelf above my toilet roll where I guess you could put things if you wanted, like deodorant, etc. I've got a windowsill with a roller blind. And a little sink. It's quite a small sink, actually. But the windowsill's quite big, so I guess you could put things on there as well if you wanted. And I've put Alice's water in there. Although, actually, I might move that and put it somewhere else so she doesn't need to go in the bathroom, because otherwise I have to keep the toilet lid down, because you know what dogs can be like for drinking from the toilet. Not that she's tried that yet. So then I've got my window. Well, I've got loads of windows in here, actually, but I've just closed the curtains. And I brought three bags with me. I've unpacked two of them, so the third bag is just on the floor here. Now I have a big desk, a huge desk, actually, and I've got three drawers in the desk. I can put things, a big space underneath as well, where a bin is supposed to go, only I've got no bin. And an office type chair to sit on, which is good. And the window goes right the way. Well, there's a window to the right of the desk and a window sort of above the desk as well. So there's quite a few windows there. And then I've got my bed. This is going to be very weird sleeping in this evening, because it's a single bed, and I'm sure I'm going to go thunk in the night, a bit like Aidan did after he was spayed. And bless him, he'd had morphine, obviously, for the pain and stuff. And it was the one time I took Hope and Adie to bed, because they were both neutered on the same, say, Adie spayed. Neutered is the word for castrated for a boy dog. But anyway, they were both done on the same day. And so I took them to bed, which I don't normally do. And on the bed they were. And then all of a sudden I just heard this ka-plonk. And it was Aidan falling to the ground. So I took him back to his own bed, because I didn't want him to have another fall and bust his stitches. So anyway, yes, so this is my little bed. God help you if you ever wanted to sleep with anybody in it. I think you'd only just about fit. And at the end of my bed, I have a radiator, which isn't on, I have to say. Although it is turned onto the on position, but there's no heat emanating from it. And then I've got some quite nice shelves, which are kind of, oh, I would say just sort of about chin level for me, and I've put my speaker on there, connected up to my Victor Stream, so hopefully that'll sound quite nice. And then here is my wardrobe, which has got no coat hangers in, so guess who's going to have to go to Wilkie's at the weekend and get some coat hangers. However, it does have two compartments, so I've put, and it's got some lovely shelves at the top where I've put Alice's dog food, my snow chains for if it gets bad later on in the year, Alice's grooming stuff, spare toys, chews. They're all sort of at the top. And then there's hanging space here, but there's obviously no hangers. And then on the right, we've got loads of shelves. So I've got the top one, as I've just explained, has all sort of Alice things on. And then we've got sweatshirts and my onesie, jeans and shorts on the next one down. We've got tracky bottoms and my riding jodhpurs, and then all my t-shirts till I can get hangers at the weekend to hang some of it up. So that's my wardrobe, and then we're back to the door again. So that's my little room. The fan's just turned off, so that's good. At least I know it does turn off. I've no idea how many lights I've got on in here at all, and I think it's one of those weird ones, because you have to press them up to turn the light on rather than down, which is a bit odd. We do have a laundry room with, I think, 3 washing machines in, which I sort of explored and found myself. There is a kitchen, and you can go self-catering, apparently, if you want to. So that's good. I haven't done yet, but I might do. You can do it in different degrees for like one meal or 2 meals or whatever. Your breakfast, you always get yourself anyway. And they provide fruit juice and milk and various different things like that. So today has been an induction. Mainly stuff like seeing the residential support staff, logging into the computer system, and getting the email sorted out and stuff like that. They have a building here called the Point 4, which is, it's got various things in it, really. It's got a public gym, which generates income for the college. It's got a student gym. There's a public spa and a student spa. There's also computer facilities. They call that the hub, because it's supposed to be for learning and stuff like that. But there's a desk there where you can get help with anything from sort of filling in forms to advice about careers and employment and different things. And they have a few telephone pods for if you need to phone anybody important, like, you know, the benefits agency or Job Centre Plus or all that kind of thing. So we had people from the hub come and talk to us as well. So that was all quite interesting. I've just stayed fairly quiet tonight, just been unpacking and that kind of stuff. They have 2 pens here for the dogs to spend in. The concrete one, to be honest, smells a bit manky to me. I wish they had a different rule, which would be that everybody cleans up after their dog as soon as it's been, because at least you'd know then that, you know, that it was clean, and then they could disinfect it and stuff. But I mean, I disinfect and clean my pen like 3 times a week, and there's only Alice using it, you know, and they clean this twice a day, and God knows how many dogs they've got using that concrete pen. The grass one is bigger. I don't want Alice to get too used to going in it though, because of course when she comes home then she has the concrete, she might decide that she doesn't want to use it. But if she gets ill from going in that concrete pen, then I will be putting her on grass in the college and leash relieving her and picking up straight away after her, because even though we're not supposed to do that, that's what I'll do if she gets ill, because I'm not, you know, putting her at any more risk if she does get ill through going in there. But I'll probably do a mixture of the two and use the concrete one sometimes and the grass one sometimes. Alice has been great today. She really has been trying hard. I am opposite my hall, sort of slightly, well, diagonally to the left, there are some kind of picnic type bench things. And I was chatting to one of the girls, and we were sat on there. And I think she was waiting for someone. She called me over, so I came over to her. And on the way back from the refectory, or what do they call it? They have a different name for it. I forgot what they call it here. But anyway, the place where you go to eat. On the way back from there, we were going back to my hall, and didn't Alice go and take me over to the benches because she'd remembered from last time? And I mean, I didn't tell her off for that. because at the end of the day, she was taking me back to somewhere that, you know, she'd been before. But then when I told her I wanted the door instead, she changed direction and went there. And she's starting to remind me, even though she's nothing like him to look at, of my first dog, Abel, because Abel had a great memory for classrooms and things that or lecture rooms that I've been using. And Alice has been doing that today. She's been taking me to classrooms that we've been in. Even if I don't need that classroom, she's been, you know, taking me into, do you want this one, Mum? Do you want this one? And they're all ones that, you know, we've been in earlier in the day or whatever. So it's quite neat, really. Anyway, I'll stop burbling for now and tell you more as and when. And I shall speak soon.